we all know that the way you make a woman unhappy is you give her what she wants. You give a woman what she says she wants. We got all these women now. They've gotten what they wanted their whole fucking lives. Now they're 39 years old, and all of a sudden go, I can't find a man. I can't find a husband. How come there's no good men? Well, sweetheart, when you were 20, you got what you wanted. You wanted an education. You wanted to major in math avoidance. You wanted a career. You wanted to live in the city where you could go out and drink with all your gal pals and be empowered and shoot down men. You wanted to fuck niggers and drug dealers. You got everything you wanted. Now you're 39. Now you're not happy.
There's a good expression. I don't know if it's an expression that I made up in my head or I heard somewhere. Give a woman everything she wants, and given enough time, you'll find an unhappy woman.
Yeah.
They're like children. They have to have boundaries set.
No. They're not like children. They are children. Yes, they have to have boundaries. This is why our civilization is a complete fucking disastrous shithole right now. Because we... heterosexual white men have removed all the boundaries on the conduct of women, white women. Did you see the news item? What was it? The woman, she murdered her boyfriend. She got like 100 days of community service because it wasn't her fault, right? Because she was high on marijuana. We've removed all the boundaries on female behavior.
They have to have rules set, or else you give them everything and they're going to be unhappy. And they're going to complain about it, and they're going to say that things are unfair.
Yep.
And that's where we are today. Of course, but of course we are.
Of course
we
are.
So women are asking for all the things, but they want all the things from the right guy.
Right.
But while they wait for the right guy, they will sleep with the hot guys.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden they discover, hey, I can't find a long-term relationship because these hot guys just want to sleep with me.
Yeah, shocking.
So what's the answer to this? Well, it's getting off the internet. It's getting off dating apps and meeting people in the real world. What kind of guys are they meeting in the real world that they sleep with? Hot guys.
Drug dealers and niggers.
Be any different,
criminals. Yeah.
So while they're sleeping with the hot guys in the real world, they're trying to meet the quote unquote good guys that are also hot, that also have money.
Right.
Will also.
Because there's all these good guys out there who are hot and have money and want to marry her, even though she's had 18 sexual encounters or 18 sexual encounters with 18 different guys. I shouldn't say 18 encounters. Who knows how many encounters. Even though she's had sex with 18 different guys in the last year, even though, of course, 9 of them don't count because she was on marijuana. I mean, she was drunk.
Wife them up or date them long term. It's never going to work.
It's not going to work, girls.
They've made the dating market it is what it is today.
You have.
And no matter how bad you think it is, you're probably only 25% of the way
it's
there.
It's worse. It's worse than you
From
think.
NBC News, single people are ready to leave icks and red flags behind in 2024.
Right. So in other words, women, because single people, women, nothing in this is going to have anything to do with men. This is about women. Women are ready to leave icks and red flags behind in 2024. So the women have seen that everything they're doing so far has failed. So in 2024, they're going to do something different, right? No, I bet they're going to do the exact same thing. They want the past to go. See, once again, they just want the past to vanish. There's no consequences. Just anything you do can be undone. Well, we had this past and we did this stupid shit, and now we're ready for it to just vanish. So that these good men who want to wife us up, but are also who they're hot, they have to be hot, and they're not boring, and they don't have any living female relatives, and they're good men, and they're really attracted to us, and they want to wife us up. See, so we're ready in 2024. We're ready for those men to show up. We're going to head on over to the fucking husband store, and we're just going to pick up one of these hot, not boring, exciting, rich, good men who have no living female relatives. We're going to pick one of those up over at the husband store.
Many daters? No. When they say single people and many daters,
right?
What they're talking about is women.
They're talking about women.
Because the men, they're the top 5 or 10% of men are just there to bang women.
Right.
The other, you know, 80, 90% of men aren't matching with anybody, and they're certainly not doing TikToks about their experiences because
they don't have
any experiences.
Well,
so
that too.
Talking about is
but we're
women.
Not stupid.
But I'm going to read it as they
but
wrote.
We're men. We don't take all of our fucking, we don't go on TikTok and announce that we have an STD because we're just not stupid. Because we have consequences in our lives.
It. Just to be fair, many daters have said they feel like the current state of dating is hopeless, sharing their anecdotes online in videos that quickly go viral. Now, who are these videos that go viral? And I'm going to change my gate while I'm recording this. There we go. Who are the people going viral for this stuff?
Women.
Women, of course they
are. Women!
They say ask any single person on social media about dating and they'll likely tell you that 2023 was year of the ick.
These fucking words that women use, the year of the ick. There's ick. Well, how many of these ick guys did you fuck?
First popularized on the UK reality show Love Island in 2017 refers to little things that turn people off. It's widespread use alongside other dating terminology like situationship, which means an undefined romantic or sexual relationship.
Now, it's called hooking up. Before it was called hooking up, it was called a one-night stand. See, again, women constantly have to change the terminology for stuff. It was a one-night stand. Then it became hooking up. Then it became Netflix and chill. Now it's a situation. Oh no! And then somewhere in there was friends with benefits. Well, maybe that's a little different. And then that, but now it's a situationship. You're a whore. All of these are words that women come up with to avoid having to confront the fact that they are whores.
And red flags or relationship warning signs were pervasive across social media this year. Many daters have said they feel like current state of dating is hopeless, sharing their horror stories and embarrassing moments online in videos that quickly go viral.
But because they need attention. Because you know, women are so damn dumb, they go on the internet and they advertise what dumpster fires they are because their need for attention overrides. And here's the thing, normally what is the most pressing concern in a woman's existence, right? It's her own self-preservation. As I've said before, men view themselves as part of the cosmos, women view themselves as the cosmos. Nothing outside of her exists. There's nothing out there unless it's serving her. A woman's existence is entirely about her own self-preservation. And yet, their need for attention is so overpowering that women will jeopardize even their own self-existence in a bid to get attention. They will go on the internet and do things that could potentially fuck up their lives. Because number one, there's no consequences for them. But because number two, their need for attention actually overrides their desire for self-preservation.
Dating experts, several of whom have built large followings as creators across social media platforms, say expectations are changing and many singles are already taking steps towards creating better dating lives. I can still hear myself breathing on my headset, so let me adjust this.
How are they taking steps to create better
dating lives? I
gotta
dial this
in
because, like I said, I'm now in a much smaller apartment room for the time being. So who are they talking about? Well, if you talk to most men, they don't get the ick, unless they're dating with very overweight, unattractive old women. Then they probably get the ick. But again, they're talking.
Men don't get the ick at all because we're not stupid. We don't use words like ick. Okay? We just, yeah, she's fat. I'm not going to date her.
Talking about women that are primarily
old,
trying to meet men that have all the things, and that's who they want to fall in love with.
Right.
But they're not. They're only meeting the hot guys that will sleep with them.
Right.
There's a video even included in this. And it's of course it's an ick. And who are the ones going viral with this stuff? The women. The women are always the ones going viral with this stuff. Because most of the time,
because
either guys don't
care. Because
men
have shit to do.
Or if a guy goes out there and kind of goes viral with something, it's usually the women either agreeing or yelling at him. One of the two. They say it gives this complex of like, the grass is always greener on the other side, said Barra. I don't know how I pronounce her name. There's a million different options, but you don't really know what you want. And that's the problem.
And that is the problem. That first of all, there's not a million different options. Let us go back to the illusion of infinity. You, princess, you're 39. You've had maybe 17, 18,000 miles of cock run through you. You're saggy, you're starting to wrinkle, you're gaining weight, you have a dead-end job at a nonprofit, you have three fur babies, you've got two children by three different baby daddies, you have a urinary tract infection, you have a sexually transmitted disease. You do not have a million options. You don't.
If I need it, we all know we most often as men lose 10 millimeter socket wrenches. I don't know why. There's a socket fairy wrench that come, or a socket fairy or a wrench fairy that comes around and steals all your 10 millimeter stuff.
Yep.
Usually it's because they're the most popular and you use that on a bunch of things and then you set it somewhere and you forget it. But the 10 millimeter fairy comes around and steals all your sockets and your wrenches. But when guys walk into a store, they go, okay, I need 10 millimeter. I know this brand. This is a good quality. They grab a wrench. You know, it's within a buck or two of all the other prices or whatever.
Yep.
And they're done.
Yeah, and you're done. You go in, you get what you want, and you're done.
Women shop.
No, it's
women
not.
Women shop and date and compare.
Because they have no idea what they want.
And when they're given hundreds or thousands of choices, they will sample and sample.
He's right.
They never come.
Because again, it's the hypergamy. I know I make fun of Rolo for talking about nothing but hypergamy, but it is true. I mean, what he's saying is true. It would be nice if he could talk for less than 2 hours. It'd be nice if he had a personality. It'd be nice if he could talk about something other than hypergamy, right? But it's true. Women that no matter, but maybe there's a better product. Maybe there's something better around the corner. Maybe I could just buy this one. But now, I'm going to go over to Bed Bath & Beyond and see if they have something better. Fucking buy the goddamn thing and go home. But women can't do that. And they sure as hell can't do that when it comes to men. Because, there's got to be a better man somewhere around the corner. Well, this guy, his mother is still alive. I can't date a man that has living female relatives. I'm going to just keep looking because somewhere out there, there's that really not boring, really funny, really hot guy with a French accent who doesn't have any living female relatives, and he's going to want me.
To, you know, the decision of they've done the right thing, and they have the high body counts now,
yep.
And they have the expectations,
yep.
And they're spoiled.
They're
alpha widows.
Yep.
Instagram's 2024 Trend Talk report, which surveyed Gen Z users in partnership with trend forecasting company WGSN, revealed that 63% of Gen Z users are as single as ever, and their priority for the new year is strengthening my current relationships, indicating that young adults are focusing on themselves. eHarmony's trending report for 2024 found that 47% of Gen Z singles made dating intentionally a goal. The biggest trend in dating will be putting the phone down and finding love in the world, in the real world, no matter how messy it is, according to Barra.
No, it won't. That's not going to work because very few of them are going to do the work required to, number one, put the phone down, and then number two, go out into the real world and attempt to make dating work.
In hopes of finding better luck, dating experts say that singles are also looking toward alternative methods of meeting people, especially in real life. Now, the irony is this is not going to improve anything.
Right.
Well, let's take a shot at this, or let's take a view at people shooting their shot, and let's see how this little show turns out. I have a feeling, I haven't watched this yet, I have a feeling it's going to be a nightmare.
Guys, you typically go for. I like them to have a sense of humor, but I like them to be like, just have like an underlying.
Okay. So this is a video. There's some chick who is maybe kind of cute interviewing another chick who is not white and therefore not attractive and therefore I don't care. And anyhow, here we go.
Sense of fear whenever I walk in the room.
Welcome to Hot and Single. She
wants men to have a sense of fear when she walks into the room. Let me back that up because I interrupted it.
Of meeting people, especially in real life. Now, the irony is this is not going to improve anything.
Right.
Well, let's take a shot at this.
We're going to back this up. I'm going to not interrupt it this time. Listen.
Let's take a view at people shooting their shot, and let's see how this little show turns out. I have a feeling, I haven't watched this yet, I have a feeling it's going to be a nightmare.
Guys, you typically go for. I like them to have a sense of humor, but I like them to be like, just have like an underlying sense of fear whenever I walk in the room.
She wants men to have a sense of fear when she walks. The nigger girl wants you to be afraid of her. That's the kind of man she wants to date. She wants to date a man who is afraid of her when she walks into the room. Why is he supposed to be afraid of you? Because you might smoke a bunch of dope and murder him? Because you might accuse him of being racist because you're a nigger? Because you might accuse him of raping you because fag tag me too? Because you might marry him and then take half of everything he owns? Like, why is he supposed to be afraid of you because your career is so amazing? Is he supposed to be afraid of you because you're so educated? Is he supposed to fear how girl boss you are as you ride around on your fish bicycle? And finally, girls, do you really want a man who's scared of you? Is that really going to make your pussy wet? I guarantee it isn't.
Welcome to Hot and Single, the show where we find out if the problem is you. I'm here with
Karen. I think I'm kind of like a hopeless, cynical romantic.
What are British men like?
Passive. You have to do a lot of work.
Like, you have to hit on them and approach them and text them?
Yeah, they'll like flirt with you. And by flirting, I mean they'll ignore you for about 3 months.
This is what I'm talking about.
What the fuck is that? British men are passive, so I guess they're British. British men are passive, but she wants a man who's afraid of her, but not passive. So men are supposed to approach her and take initiative, but they're also supposed to be afraid of her.
And she has to chase after these men because these men have other women. They have other options.
They're sleeping with other people.
She's like, you know, if you watch video games, they always rank things like S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier when it comes to equipment or whatever. They're always ranking things. She's like a C tier. Nothing better to do Sunday after the football game.
She's not white. She's a nothing
hell
tier.
I guess you can come over and give me the throat goat. Like,
And then you eventually have to make the first move, or you get them so faced that they're like, I kind of like you.
And then that's like them having an emotional breakdown.
Exactly, yeah.
No, it's called beer goggles.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
She has to get them.
The only way she can get men to fuck her is for them to be really drunk. Girls, if men will only have sex with you when you're drunk, the problem is you.
So wasted, they're like, I kind of like you. And then what happens? They sleep with her. And then what happens?
They sober up.
They have post-nut clarity and they sober up.
Yeah.
And they're like, oof.
Holy shit,
hope
I
none
did
of my
what?
Friends saw me do that.
Right.
Throat goat. I'm out of here. And then he ghosts them.
What's your type?
Money.
Money.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What kinds of guys do you usually date?
Tech bros.
The more data they're stealing, the better.
Steal my data, steal my heart.
What's, like, charming to you?
I like somebody who remembers little things, like your coffee order. I also like it if their coffee order is short.
There's nothing hotter than a guy ordering a shot of espresso. The second he adds milk to the order, I'm dry. How horny are you right now on a scale of 1 to 100?
There you go. So the minute you add milk to your espresso, she loses interest. So if you have any living female relatives, you're not dateable. If you put milk in your espresso, you're not dateable. This is from women. Women who go to Starbucks and pay $7 for an iced half-calf caramel super latte with extra sprinkles and half of the mayonnaise and soy milk with pumpkin spice. But you put some milk in your cappuccino, or your espresso rather, you put some milk in your espresso, which I agree is gross, but you put some milk in your espresso and you're undateable.
100.
75.
What could make it go up?
Getting rid of a UTI.
Did you get your UTI from sex?
Yeah, not to brag, but.
Cool girl.
I built on it with my man who's not my man.
What do you mean?
Like I flipped my UTI into a kidney infection.
Whoa.
We build together.
That's really, yeah, intense.
There it is. There it is. That's the UTI. Sorry, I got it a little wrong. She turned her UTI into a kidney infection by having sex. See how proud she is of this? She's proud of this because women do not have consequences. Oh, I have a fucking kidney infection. It's no big deal. I have no consequences. Men will just provide me with free health care.
Answer less, why should somebody date you?
I'm a good, fun time gal, and I'll be so supportive of you and your dreams, just as long as they are not above my own.
She'll support your dreams as long as your dreams are not above her own. What a catch, guys. What a catch. Any man would be lucky to get this girl.
And I'll provide good times and lots of travel and throat goat. Sorry. I'm delirious.
I don't even know what I'm saying. I love blowjobs, yeah.
What is wrong with these women?
What's wrong with these women?
She's looking for a fearful man with money.
Yeah,
what
she wants
wrong
a man.
With these women?
She wants a man who's afraid of her and has a lot of money. And will not have dreams that are above hers. And obviously doesn't mind that she has a kidney infection.
Do you think this is going to give them more success in the dating world than dating apps?
This is really going to work.
She's mental.
She is.
They don't know what they want. Oh, he's got to be hot and he's got to have money. And, you know, and what do I offer? I offer a good time and throat goat.
Travel.
That is.
She offers travel.
That's going to be my
and
new
she
word
can
for
suck
talking
his
about,
dick.
You know, hummers.
We can travel. She can. Well, how does she offer travel? What she means is she's going to want this fearful guy who has a lot of money to take her traveling around the world and pay for everything. And in exchange, she will occasionally suck his dick. That's called prostitution.
Out of the Australian kiss. Just throat goat. And they think that this is going to bring them a relationship out of this? No. Because what happens? All the guys say, holy, she is a hot mess, man.
Right.
She wants a dude with money who's hot, who's this, who's that. I'm none of the, well, I mean, I'm some of those things, so I'll.
She is a, again, it's the same, she's a hit it and quit it guy, girl. The men are going to fucking pork her and leave. And any man who's looking for any kind of serious relationship, once he gets enough of her personality, once again, it goes back to what I've been saying for years. Women, the most effective way you have to get men to leave you alone is just be yourself. I mean, any man sees that video of her saying that stupid shit. And he sees that and still sits there and thinks to himself, well, I'd like to have a long-term relationship with her. That man is insane. Now, if he said, well, I'd fuck her, all right, I mean, I guess I could live with that. I would not fuck her. But she wasn't fat. She wasn't disgusting looking. I could see that there would be men who would fuck her. But that's the best she's ever going to get out of her life.
And she throat goat, I'm down. And then you hang out for 3 weeks, and then she's like, so what are we? And you're like,
we are
going to the store.
Yeah.
Well, you are staying here. I'm going to the store for a pack of smokes.
And you never come back.
And that's the end of it. And she gets ghosted.
Yeah.
No matter where you meet people, if you're a horrible person and you have bad values and you've slept with everybody, you're going to have a bad time.
Yeah.
It's not going to get any better.
It doesn't matter. Just getting off the internet is important, but getting off the internet is only the first step. When you are a terrible person, when you are a diseased and infected and mentally unstable whore, getting off the internet is not going to land you a relationship.
He also continued to turn matchmaking services and single parties to find potential partners, even dating apps. Are recognizers users' desire to connect more in person and have sponsored singles events and meetups. While people are trying to form better dating habits, the most important part of dating is like the age-old adage, you can't love somebody unless you love yourself first. Well, that is not happening. Young people do not like themselves. They hate everything.
Right.
When people allow themselves to date with clear intentions, it can create a lot of miscommunications. Right. So, a girl wants to find a long-term boyfriend. She matches with a bunch of dudes, even hot dudes, on dating apps. I am looking for a long-term relationship, something that can build and be meaningful. And he says, want to smash. And she says, no, I'm wanting a boyfriend. I'm wanting a long-term
relationship. No, she doesn't.
Are you interested? Now, if he said, want to smash, the answer is no. But if she kept doing that, it would then be up to the guys to lie and manipulate, which would be bad, let's face it.
Which is what we would do, though. But we don't care. Because, again, remember... Lying to a woman is... I'm serious about this. There's nothing wrong with lying to women. Everything they say to us is a lie. Well, you shouldn't lie to women. You know, and I see the other argument. The other side is you say, you don't lie to women because, you know, lying to the woman means that she's important enough that you're not going to tell the truth and you're not being honest to who you are and you're hiding who you are and all this other horse shit. And there's places where I agree that's true, okay? This is not just a fucking one or the other thing. But there are many, 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 many realms in which it's totally okay to lie to a woman just to have sex with her. And this is one of them. And she's like, well, I want a relationship. First of all, no, she doesn't. She probably wants to be fucked. Because every woman with a dating profile writes on there, I'm not here for hookups. And that's your number one indicator in online dating that she's there for hookups. Because if a woman writes on her fucking profile, I'm not looking for a hookup, we know why she's saying that. Because she's looking for a hookup and she doesn't want to come across to the entire world as a whore. So it's okay to fucking lie to them. Don't listen to what Joker is saying here. Lie to the bitch if that's what it takes to get in her pants. Hit it, quit it. Don't give her your real name.
To the lies, the guys to lie and manipulate her. But instead what's happening? She says, I would like a long-term relationship or I'd like someone, a boyfriend. And she goes, ooh, I matched with a really hot guy. And he says, want to smash? She goes, yeah, sure. Yeah. I'll smash him while I'm still looking for
the
hot guy.
While I'm still looking. Right. While I'm waiting for Prince Charming to show up.
Failure, because that's what all women are doing until they get to their 30s. And then like, holy crap.
Holy shit,
like, I don't
the
have
wall.
A relationship. I've got a zillion bodies and I've got no prospects for the future. Everyone just has no real intention behind why they're going on dates or why they're hooking up. And so it's a lot of misfires between people. Yes, because even if you are intending to long-term date as a woman, she's still smashing and getting ghosted and getting dumped. And so she gets confused. Because she's not really putting that energy into finding a long-term relationship.
Right.
Let's see. Yeah, but it's kind of mostly the same. We're almost to the end of that. This is the problem with so much of this stuff now, is that they don't understand how to set up a like rule set. They don't understand.
Well, okay, right, because women don't understand rules. And they certainly don't understand rules apply to them. Let's review quickly women and rules. When a woman says to you, I have a rule that I don't have sex on the first date, she's telling you about her rule because she cannot enforce that rule. She's telling you about the rule because she expects you to enforce the rule that she's not going to have sex on the first date, because if you don't enforce that rule, she's going to fuck your brains out halfway through the first date. Women are not good with rule sets for themselves. They're very good creating rules for other people. That's why women gravitate towards the HR department, because they sit around and they make rules about other people's behavior. But when it comes to applying a rule to themselves, like, I'm not gonna fuck this guy that I met 7 minutes ago, right? They're not good at that.
I want a boyfriend. I don't want to be used up like a lot of these girls. I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to have all these hard times. I just want to find one guy. But they don't. That's their intention. But then they're sleeping with men and partying and whooping it up all the way out there. And that's the problem.
Yeah. Now, and it's also because of the way they compartmentalize. And they compartmentalize in a way that, again, to beat the dead horse one more time, no consequences. Right, I compartmentalize my life, what I do at work, what I do at my time, you know, what I do at my house, what I do at Aaron Clary's house, what I do in public. I compartmentalize these things. But at the same time, I recognize that what I do in one place can and probably will have some effects and consequences on what I do somewhere else. For women, they compartmentalize and they think that compartmentalization is completely ironclad. Like, she honestly thinks that she can drunkenly fuck a different man every weekend, and that will have no effect whatsoever on her long-term relationship with this guy that she's dating over there. They don't see that there's a connection between those things.
This is not a story I'm going to read, but this is a headline capture. The year of the femcel. Why are women struggling to find sex and love? It's because their expectations are too high.
Too high.
And they won't follow their own rules, which is, I want a boyfriend. Okay, that hot guy wants to smash. You want to sleep with him? Well, yeah. Okay, but you still want to find a boyfriend? Yeah, okay. And then another guy she finds attractive, and another, and another, and another.
And that's the other thing, too. They can't stop. It's like, okay, so you're a man, so you're out there, you smash some hot chicks, whatever, but then you find one, you're like, hey, I like this chick, I think I want to date her. As men, we have the self-control to stop smashing other women while we're dating this girl. She doesn't have that kind of self-control. And she doesn't realize, again, the men that she is smashing, they're the hot ones. And what do hot men do? They spin plates. She doesn't realize she's not a girlfriend. She's not a potential girlfriend. She's not in a situationship. She's a plate. This hot guy with the French accent that she's banging, all she is to him is she's a plate. He's just spinning her.
And then when they can't find those hot guys to sleep with and they want to find love and relationship, the normie guys that are like, yeah, I'd give you a shot. She goes, I'm settling. You don't make enough money. You're not tall enough. You're not.
Right. In other words, when she hits the wall, and she's no longer a plate that these hot guys are willing to spin, Well, now she has to find that man who's willing to take her with all of her debris and her baggage and her impact bruises from the wall and her children and her urinary tract infection. And even those men are looking at her and going, I maybe I can't do better than her. But I don't want that. And these men are willing to let go. And you know, yeah, she might be the hottest chick I could possibly get, but I'd rather just not have a chick than have her.
Handsome enough. It just goes on and on and on.
On and on and on.
This is where we are.
This is where we are.
I find it delicious and interesting. So guys, you know, a lot of times guys get down on themselves and they feel bummed out that they're not doing very well. Understand, it is, you're a very small part of that equation. Mostly it's the good-looking dudes and the women that are willing to smash and not getting a relationship. They're the part of the problem. And until that goes away, I find other hobbies.
Until we learn how to control our women on a society-wide basis, you just get other hobbies. You know, keep talking to girls, keep the line in the water, but get other hobbies. Don't devote yourself. Don't be like these 39-year-old women who are now obsessed with finding this husband, even though they have no idea why they want a husband. You know, you see a cute girl, go talk to her, but don't make the chicks the focus of your existence.
I do. That's about all I can say on that. Don't forget, guys, join me over on Better Batch.
All right, we don't need the advertisements. All right, well, that was shorter than I thought it was going to be. I had a nice, productive morning here. Got shit done. The great one's about to go to the gym. I'll go to the homes. I'll get the fucking podcast is ready. You should have a podcast on Saturday. You should be listening to this podcast on Tuesday. And then I did finish the book. What's it called? Countdown, about the declining fertility. I knocked that out, so I got all my notes on that. Unless things change, that is going to be the next thing I jump into. We're going to finish that series up. After that, who the fuck knows what's going to happen. All right, anyhow, thanks for listening, motherfuckers. I got to get going. Got to get to the gym so I can get the girls.